Leandaf, Mandalev, Amadalev. We're around 10 lines from the top. Iboilahu Chaimish Ma'akev Ayena Ma'akev. The halacha is that when a person is poide his own Maisa Shaini, so he has to be Maisif Achaimish. He has to give a fifth more. So the Gemara clause, the Shaila, is the Chaimish Ma'akev the Pidyim. That means if the Chaimish is not given, so it's not Podoy. Ayena Ma'akev. There's a Chiev to give a Chaimish, but it's not Ma'akev the Pidyim. So the Gemara explains the two tzadim. Dalet bedalet porik. The first tzad is that if you, when you're machalo maisa sheni, you have maisa sheni that's worth dalet zuzim, she machalo lit on dalet zuzim. And it's nishalo, it's finished. It's nigal. Vachenav shei maisev chaimish. He has to be maisev a chaimish. He has to give a chaimish more, which for that they'll have kedushas maisa sheni, but that has nothing to do with the pidyon. The pidyon is nigmar with dalet. Eidulma arbo b'chamisha porik, or maybe not. Maybe the din is that Bailam has to be maisa for chaimish. So kol's mam. You do not have five zuzim, it's not nigal. The chaimish is an intrinsic chaylik of the pidyon. The chaimish ma'akev. That is the shayla of the Gemara. Omar ravine toshema. We learned hadamai ein loy chaimish. If a person purchased tvuah from a namoretz, and the Amoret said he was mafrish, trumes, maisres, etc. So we don't believe him. The person who purchases from the Amoret, he has to be mafrish, maisres, sheni. Now he'll want to be poide this maisres, sheni, ein lechaimish. He doesn't have to be maisif achaimish. He's just poide with the shabbies of the maisres, sheni. Number one. Number two, ve'ein lo'i bio. Like this, the halacha is, by ma'aser sheni, is the shnas ha'bio. You can hold the ma'asers till the shana shlishis. The shana shlishis, you have to be mevayer the ma'asers min beisecho. Your ma'aser, take it, either give it, the ma'aser has to be given, you give, the ma'aser sheni should be taken to Yerushalayim. Maisa Shani of the Mai, there's no din beer. He can hold it. He can take it the fourth year to Yerushalayim. There's no din beer. Hakarin Yeshloi. But if you want to be paid the Maisa Shani, you need a Karen. Ein Leichaimish Hakarin Yeshloi. So the Gemara says, how do we understand this Aloch? My time. Karen the ma'akev b'deiraisa, that means whenever you want to make pidyon ma'isa, you have to be poide on a karen. That's it's shava b'shava. You have dalet zuzim of ma'isa sheni, shemachalon dalet zuzim of mois. So that's ma'akev b'deiraisa. That is the pidyon. So if Chazal said that it has kedushas maisa sheni, d'mai has kedushas maisa sheni, so you have to be poided like you poid the maisa sheni. Isa b'derabono, keren de ma'akev b'deraisa, that's how you poid the maisa sheni, isa b'derabono. So you have maisa sheni of d'mai. You want to be poided at maisa sheni, so you need a keren. Chaimish the loy ma'akev b'deraisa, but the chaimish is not ma'akev in the pidyon min ha'toyre. There's a chiv to give a chaimish, but has nothing to do with the pidyon. So this new chiv, less than the rabbanon. The rabbanon didn't make this new chiv by ma'aser sheni the rabbanon. So from this we see that this Tana Kaponim holds that Chaimish Eine Maki. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi, Chaimish Ma'akiv, Achile Chutzlo Chaime, Achiyitena Chaimish. That means if he's poide without Haisophis Chaimish, he's not allowed to eat it. It's Ma'akiv the Pidyon. Or it's not Ma'akiv. Dalit b'dalit porik, that the Maishashen, that's worth 4 zoos, is nifrak, is nigal, with 4 zoos. Nachenavshe, me'elof, that me'elof, he has to go and give a chaymish. Einai b'chlal apidyim, this is not b'chlal apidyim. Sha'arbo hazuzim podu maiso shukenegdom. This is a chiv noisiv to give another chaimish. Oy dilme arbo b'chamisha porik. Kachi gzeres akosu. Sha'chaimish midapidinu. That's gzeres kosu. Your abaylim is porik shove dalet zuzi ve'ei zuzi. Ve'ein shove arbo nivdim b'pochis mi'chamisha. So the Gemara bar Raya had ma'im ma'iso sheini shol d'mai shechivu chachomim lahafrish alekech ma'amoret ein loy chaimish im peidei ba'olov im dabai lama peidei the d'mai that's meant to be ma'iso b'chaimish ben loy bir b'shon ha'shlishik sh'nitzav yisrael l'bayer kol ma'isrei se'min ha'bayis v'loz islami shem roitzim k'dachsiv m'ktei shalishonim. Okay, but here's a Teres Meiser Shaini. The Chosman Shalai Podai also Laochlai Chutz Lachayme. There's a deep pidyon. My time ain't like Chaimish Viesh like Kerem. The Makami the Reise, the Meiser the Reise. So he said the Rabbonim, the Meiser the Mai the Rabbonim. Let us see Taisvis. Vaidulme dalet behei porik v'chaimish ma'ake. So the Gemara is a tzat that the pidyon of ma'aser sheni, you have to be poided together with the chaimish. And without the haisofas chaimish, it's not poided. Like Taisviz v'im taimal, Olay behegdish shove mone shechiloloi al shove pute mechulo. The halach is, if you have hegdish, that's worth a mone. Yemachalodet al shove pute, it's mechulo. The kedusha goes off from a shove mone and a shove pute. The stipler brings down, the lomdus is einei noale hegdish. You don't have to be mechalodet al shovyoi. I can be machal ala shava mon ala shava put. This is a halacha by Hegdish. Taisa says, umistame hu adin b'maiser, so mistame chilul maiser also has the same halacha, that the chilul does not have to be bishavyoy. So I could be machal ala shava mon ala shava put. So Taisus says Amir the Kikash. So if you can be Mechalel Ashove Mone and Ashove Plute, so how could you say Chaimish Ma'akev? That the Chaimish is Ma'akev. I even on the Karen Gufa, I can whittle it down. I can take Ashove Mone, be Mechalel and Ashove Plute. So how could you say a Chaimish is Ma'akev? V'yesh loymer, devardai im omar hu v'chaimshoi mechulol al pute, mayu, so Taisa says, einachanami. If he's going to say, hu v'chaimshoi mechulol al pute, the zikha will help. He said beferish, avolei ki loy maskir behedya ha'chaimesh, if he doesn't say that hu v'chaimshoi mechulol al pute, Loi Mahani. Now, I'd like a little to elaborate on this Taisvis. Al Koponim, let's just, before we explain Tosfos Teretz, I'd like to say over Kilas Yaakov, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Simcha Dalet. Kilas Yaakov asks Akasha. He asks, when we're speaking about the Karen, so there's a cloud that one can be Machalo Shove Mona or Shove Pute, and there's a lumdis that Einai No Lehekdish. The Chilul does not have to be with the exact Shavius of the Hekdish of the Maisa Shaini. It could be Einai No Lehekdish, like in Machalo Shove Mona and Shove Pute. Fine. But if you hold Chaimish Ma'akev, so there's a halacha that you have to be Maisef Achaimish. There's a din, you have to be Maisef Achaimish. So if there's a chiv nesines Chaimish, hey, I'm not giving a Chaimish. I'm being Mechalel. Let's say I have a Shove Mone of Maisef Shein. So the Chaimish is a fourth of a Mone. Like we learned last week that it's a chaimish milabar, you take a fourth and that's the fifth. So there's a chiyuv to give a chaimish. You need a chaimish of a money. And now the Gemara says, this chaimish is ma'akev. That means without a chaimish, there's no pidyon. So ain't a chanami legabi the keren, there's a din. Ain't a no lehegdish. Okay, so the, as I did, so I could be machalul the kerem and pochas mishavye. But you have to, there's no chaimish over here. You didn't give a chaimish. I'm giving a shove mona, a shove puta. Where did the chaimish disappear? I'm not paying a chaimish. The chayra, you have to give a chaimish of a shove mona. That's the stipler's kasha. So the stipler, amur de ke chidish, he says, no. The halacha that you have to be moisef a chaimish, the chaimish is not a chaimish of the value of the maisa shayni. You have to be moisef a chaimish on the tashlume karen. That means the karen that I'm giving, on that karen I have to be moisef a chaimish of the tashlume karen. So he says, so if I have a, what is the keren? He says, when I, Tosfos asked, he should say, Shove, hu v'chaim shay mechulol al pute. So he says, you know what that means? That means as follows. That means that the keren, the shove mone, is nischalol on four-fifths of a pute. That's the chilul. Four-fifths of a puti, you machal of the keren. The chaimish is one-fifth of a puti. That's a true chaimish. Fakert, he says, Amor de Kizach, the keren you whittle down. I made a shava mon and a shava puti. The chaimish, I'm paying a geherige chaimish. The tashlume chaimish is a fifth of... not of the value of the Maisa Shaini, it's a fifth of the Karen I am paying. Whatever the Karen is, you have to be Maisa, a fifth of that Karen for a Chaimish. So he says, you know what, the Karen I'm paying is four-fifths of a Pute. I mean, Mechalo, the Maisa Shaini, I'm four-fifths of a Pute. And that is a klal, I know. Lehekdish and Tosfos is Madama Maisa Shaini to Hekdish. And on that, I'm giving a full chaimish. A full chaimish of the Karen. So that's what Tosfos says. So Tosfos says, Eino Chenami. If this person is going to say, Hu v'chaim shay mechulol apute, that means he is saying, in other words, that I want to be mechalol the Karen, on four-fifths of a pute, he says this. So then, lemaise, he can give a pute. He's paying a full chaimish. and he's being machalol vakel tochemish is ma'ake, and he's being machalol amona and 4/5 of a put is being meisa vaganza chemish 1/5 of a put. That's if he says that. So he made the keren 4/5 of a put and he's being meisa vachemish. That's good. That's gevaldik. Chemish is ma'ake. You can't be machal yet, but. But if he says, I'm going to be mechalol the maiso sheni yana prute, so then you have to give. Then you have to give, you have to add on, so the keren is a prute. So then you have to be maiso b'chaymish of a prute. You can't give a prute. That's the shail of chaymish market. If you're going to make the keren 4/5 of a prute, gesundheit, then you're giving a chaymish take. But if you're going to make the keren a prute, so then you have to be maiso b'chaymish and a prute. So it's, so you have to be maiso of another quarter of a prute. And if you're not mice of another quarter of a put, it's makir. That's on the Gemara. That's what Taisva says. So, but a Mordeki Yisod, that the din of Chaimish is not a fifth of the Shabbos of the Maisa Shaini, it's a fifth of the Tashlumeker. That's what the Stipler says. Fine. Zok the Gemara weiter. Leima Ketanoi. So the Gemara wants to say, L'chayre, this Shaila, if Chaimish is Ma'akev or Chaimish is not Ma'akev, L'chayre is a Machlekes Tanoi. We learned as follows. Nosan es HaKeren, V'loi Nosan es HaChaimish. And he was paid the Ma'ase Shaini. Rabbi Leza Oymer, Yoichal, he's allowed to eat it. So for Rabbi Leza Yisiklo, that the pidyon is chal, the chaymish is not market. There's a chiv to give a chaymish, but I'm allowed to eat it now. Rabbi Yeshua Oymer lo yoichal. Rabbi Yeshua holds you're not allowed to eat it. So the chayr Rabbi Yeshua holds that the chaymish is market. So you won't point to the ma'aser shein. The shaila is if you're allowed to eat it. Chutzul Yerushalayim. Omar Rabbi. Niren divri Rabbi Elazar b'Shabbos. I paskin like Rabbi Elazar b'Shabbos. V'divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'Chol. We'll see later what the reason of this achra is. But the Gemara says like this. Mi da Omar. If Rabbi said niren divri Rabbi Elazar b'Shabbos, mechlal de pligi afilu b'Chol. So we see that he says, I paskin like Rabbi Elazar b'Shabbos. Rabbi says, Rabbi Elazar holds b'chayil also. May nosen es achoymish. You're allowed to eat it, but he doesn't paskin like Rabbi Elazar b'chayil. Midom anir in divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'chayil. Mechlal de pligi afilu b'Shabbos. If he says, I paskin like Rabbi Yeshua b'chayil, somebody says, I'm sure it's afilu b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it. I paskin like Rabbi Yeshua b'chayil. My lab. Aba al-kaponim. Bahasvore kemiflugi. That's the machlokes. Rabbi Yeshua holds, if you want ma'aser b'chaymish, you're not allowed to eat it. And Rabbi Elazar holds, if you want ma'aser b'chaymish, you're allowed to eat it. So, ba'is, that's the machlokes. Rabbi Elazar saw a chaymish loy mak. He also chaymish is not mak. If some amelda, if you weren't maisa of a chaymish, you're allowed to eat it. There's a chiv to give a chaymish, but the maisa sheni is podri. Rabbi Yeshua saw a chaymish mak, and you're not allowed to eat it. Omar Rav Papa. So Rav Papa said loy. No. That's not muchach that's the machlokes. The kulalma chaymish loy mak. Everyone holds the chaymish is not ma'akev. The pidyon is dalet b'dalet. You don't have to be ma'isev a chaymish. Ohochem, that what Rabbi Yeshua says, you're not allowed to eat him. The chayshinen lipshiyusa komiflegi. The shaila is, if we ask him to eat it, because maybe he'll pay shaya. Habipashayda means mikaradin, you're not, the chaymish is not ma'akib the chalais pidyin. So he was poyda the ma'isa shayni. Rabbi Yeshua says, you're gonna tell him eat it, fine, he's gonna eat. Now, don't talk. There's a chiv on him to be ma'isa b'chaymish. No, no. He won't do it. So Rabbi Yeshua said, in order to ensure he's gonna give me ma'isa b'chaymish, we're gonna ask him to eat it till he gives a chaymish. So Rav Papa said that it could be everyone holds chaymish loy ma'akiv. The machlokes is if chayshin lipshiyusa. Zot Rashi. B'Shabbos. Now, what's pshat in Rebbe? Rebbe said that you're allowed to eat it niran divrei Rabbi Lezer b'Shabbos. What's the mile of Shabbos? Mibnei kvoit Shabbos is a mitzvah of karosel a Shabbos einik. So memele, in order to enable him to be mekayim mitzvahs einik Shabbos, lo ya'akev, so als kovit Shabbos, we lo ya'akev milechel b'shvil chaymish. That was the hachra of Rebbe. I don't hold like Rabbi Elazar b'chayil, but why since Rabbi Elazar holds b'chayil, you're also allowed to eat it. So Rapop and the Mor to say Rabbi Shua holds chaymish makim. The Mor says no, the kulam chaymish lay makim. Everyone holds it's not market. Rabbanon asked him to eat it. He won't get malchus to be Shema Yivsha v'Yisya'is leads in Chayim Meshoit. So Mamele, so it's no raya that there's a machlokes Abelazon Rabbi Yeshua. If chaymish makim, let us just see one taisvus. Oma Rabbi Nirin. Now, sova chaymish loy makim. Now we have a havamin of the Gemara. We have a havamin of the Gemara. The Gemara held that the machlekes Rabbi Lez Rabbi Shua is if chaymish makim, but chaymish is loy makim. Oma Rabbi Nirin, sova chaymish loy makim. He holds. L'chein b'Shabbos chilu, avu b'choil loy chilu. So Taisus had a big problem. According to the Havamin of the Gemara, what's the Taish nir and divir Rabbi Yeshua b'choil? You can't answer on two chasnas. If the svar of Rabbi Yeshua is because chayim mishpachet, you can't say b'Shabbos I pasken like Rabbi Lezer and b'choil I pasken like Rabbi Yeshua. If you hold like Rabbi Yeshua b'choil, that means chayim mishpachet, you can't be matter b'Shabbos. So Taisi says, "Avo b'choil loichilu the chayshinim lepshia b'Shabbos loichayshinim mishumoinik." That means like this: that what Rabbi said, "Niren divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'choil is lav mitaimei." Rapope said that Rabbi Yeshua also holds as chayshinim lepshia. So that was Rapope's diktayra. But before Rapope, we held that that's machlokes. Rabbi Yeshua held chaymish ma'akev. That what Rabbeinu HaKodesh said, Nir and Divrei Rabbi Yeshua Bochel, is not me, time made Rabbi Yeshua. The time of Rabbi Yeshua is Chai Mishmaakev. So if you hold Chai Mishmaakev, you can't say Nir and Divrei Rabbi Lezer b'Shabbos. No, he holds Chai Mishmaakev. But he holds Chai Shinu l'Bshiyusa. But b'Shabbos, not Chai Shinu l'Bshiyusa, also in Shabbos. That was according to the Havamin of the Gemara. According to Rav Papa holds that Bechlau, the Rabbi Shu also holds that Chaymish Loi Ma'akev, and the Tam is out. Chayshina Lipshiyusa. Oma Rabbi Yochanan HaKoel Moidim BeHegdish Shechilo. So now, Baruch Hashem, we're after Rav Papa. So at the minute we have the rapopa, so we know now like this, that chaymish loy ma'akev, and the whole svara of Rabbi Yeshua is chayshin lipshius. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Moedim Behegdish Shechilol, that's by Maisa Sheini. O Behegdish Shechilol, Hoyul Begizborin Toivin Oisai Bishuk. So Memela, Deyin Ad Chayish Lepshiyus. That's Rabbi Yochanan's Ashtik Teire. The whole thing was a Knas, or a Zeire. If you can say that Chaymish Loimakim, so he'll be Pesheya. So that's why we say Chaymish Ma'akiv in Rabbono. But by Hegdish, there's nothing but to worry about. Hoyel v'gizborim toivin oisei b'shuk. God is a machloikis, a choynem. It's very interesting, Loshen. Gizborim toivin oisei b'shuk. The Rishash wants to say that just like by a halvo, you cannot enter the house of the loive, it can only be teveya b'shuk, so by hegdish also, it can also only be teveya b'shuk. That's what the Rishash wants to say. Oh, this, no, that was, the shtega was the teveya b'shuk. But not, there's no din of a nisa to go into the house of someone who's chayef to hegdish. Fine. Abikitza, so we have over here, Rabbi Yochanan just said that the whole machloikis of Chayshinen Lipshiyusa was only said by, by Maisa Sheini, but by Hegdish, since Gizborim Toivin Oisai Bishuk, there's no Chayish Lipshiyusa. Frekte Gemore ube Hegdish loy pligi. What do you tell me? By Hegdish there's no machloikis? Osanya, we learned that by Reise. Nos an esa keren. Loy nos an loy esa chaymish. Habilazo oima chilo. Vachachomim oimrim loy chilo. So that's from here already we see that by Hegdish is a machloikis. So see, klo not like Rabbi Yochanan, but the Gemara asks from Rabbi Amar Rabbi Niren Divrei Rabbi Lezer Behegdish, the Divrei Chachamim Bemaisa. I pasken like Rabbi Lezer Behegdish, the Divrei Chachamim Bemaisa. Mi da Amar Niren Divrei Rabbi Lezer Behegdish. I pasken like Rabbi Lezer Behegdish. Michlal. The poly, kafilu b'maisa. Rabbi Lezer is chayla kafilu b'maisa. No, Rabbi Paskins, like Rabbi Lezer b'hegdish. The command nirin divrei chachomim b'maisa. I paskin like the chachomim b'maisa. Mechlal de'inu pligi, afilu b'hegdish. Tzal kaponim, we have akasha and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, hakel moedim, Behegdish echilo hayo begizborim toivin oise b'shuk. As was Yechon Zashtik Tere, here we see clearly that there's a machlokes behegdish also. That he said, by Meiser I paskin like Meiser I paskin like the Rabbon, and behegdish I paskin like the Rabbon. But on Kapon there's a machlokes. So the Gemara says, Elo I itma hochi. This memra of Rabbi Yochanan, we have to adjust a little bit. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Moedim B'Shabbes B'Hegdish Shechilo. If a person was not Moisif Achaymish by Hegdish, and it's Shabbos, and now the Shaila is you had food that was Hegdish, and he was paid the food. He wasn't Moisif Achaymish. So Rabbi Yochanan said that if it is in Shabbos and it's Hegdish, so then everyone agrees you're allowed to eat the food. Why? Because I have two factors. Chod odechsi bekaroso la Shabbos oinik. It's a mitzvah oinik Shabbos. So since it's a mitzvah oinik Shabbos, so therefore we were matter. Since you have Gizborim Toivin Oisei B'shuk, so because that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Hegdish shalai hoisef chaimish b'shabes, there there's no machlokes. Zetrashi, oil b'gizborim toibin oisei esa chaimish. Like a lamechish lipshiyusa. Near in the Rabbi Lezer behegdish. Oil b'gizborim toibin oisei. Now let us see Tosfos. Mechlal the polig afilu behegdish. Now the Gemara asked a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that there's no machlokes by hegdish. And Rabbi said nirin divrei Rabbi Elazar behegdish. So, from Rabbi, we see that the Chachomim are choylik on Rabbi by Hegdish. You see clearly from Rabbi that the Chachomim are choylik by Hegdish also. This is a kasha on Rabbi Yechim. Factoismus Lishani Dahochikoma Nirin Divrei Rabbi Elazar Le Rabbi Yeshua Behegdish. Maybe this is Pshat and Rabbi. Rabbi said Nirin Divrei Rabbi Elazar Behegdish. So you learned Nirin, I paskin like Rabbi Elazar Behegdish. That means there's a machlokes Behegdish. I paskin like Rabbi Elazar Behegdish. So Sakasha Rabbi Yechon said, everyone knows by Hegdish, like Hashim Lepshiyusa. Maybe Pshat in Rabbi is Nirin Divrei Rabbi Elazar Le Rabbi Yeshua Behegdish. That's Pshat. That Rabbi Yeshua also made the Rabbi Elazar by Hegdish. So that's what Rabbi Yechon said. That's what Rabbi Yechon said, that by Hegdish is not much like it. So how can you ask Akasha on Rabbi Yechon? From Rabbi, that's Pshat and Rabbi. Nirin Divrei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua Behegdish. She said, Nirin Li? Nirin. The Hochi Meshani Per Kamad Dachum. The Mon Chulun says such a thing. That I could say that's a Taitz Nirin. So Fakir. So then it comes out that Rabbi is saying exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. So Taisa says like, V'igar sinen hocho treizim nenirin. We don't have treizim nenirin. But if we are goyres treizim nenirin, v'nirin osi shab. That means, if it says two times nirin, so let's see the memra of Rebbe, and we'll see if it says two times nirin, you can't say this pshatel. The Omar Rebbe, Omar Rebbe, nirin divi Rabbi Lezer behegdish. So by one nirin, I could say nirin divrei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua behegdish, because there's no machlokes behegdish. V'divrei chachomim b'maisa, and then I could say that means my paskin like the chachomim by maisa. That means behegdish is no machlokes. My paskin like the chachomim by maisa. But if it says two times nirin, so let's say. Nirin divrei Rabbi Elazar behegdish means that Rabbi Yeshua holds like Rabbi Elazar behegdish. V'nirin divrei chachomim b'maiser, that Rabbi Elazar holds like the chachomim by maiser. So Shalom Yisrael says no machlokes. By maiser, everyone holds that the chaimish is not makiv. By hegdish, everyone knows that by maiser, everyone knows it's not. It is makiv. By hegdish, everyone knows it's not makiv. So there's no machlokes already. So if it says twice nirin, then you can't say this pshat. But by us it doesn't say twice nirin, so we have a problem. So they say it's a kasha. Ulesvorim de garsinen nosan loy. Now Taisus is juggling with girsois. That means like this. So Taisus said, if it says once nirin, I have a problem. But then I don't say the Gemara's kasha. If it says twice nirin, I don't have a problem. Because then you can't say what I said. Now, But if it says once nirin, I have a problem. We'll buy a kasha. Let's say nirin divrei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yishu. So Tosfos says after yedgeres once nirin, l'sforim de garsinin nosan loy. Muchach behedye the mairi behedish the nosan loy mashma legizbo. Now let us look in our Gemara. Let's see. This is going on the machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yishua. V'asanye nosan es hakeren v'loy nosan loy es hachaymish. Rabbi Elazar mechil lechamim emrim loy chil. Now it says nosan loy. Now nosan loy means hegdish. If it wouldn't say loy, so I could say it's going on ma'isa. But if it says nosan loy, then it's going on hekdesh. So memela. So let's learn the beraisa. Rasanya nosan esakern bloy nosan loy esachaymish. Nosan loy means to the gizba. Blazer mechilacham emulei chilu. So the chachamim are going on nosan loy. So we see clearly that the chachamim hold also that by hekdesh it's not mechulu. Because it's going on nosan loy. So memela, so Tosu is saying, so bezoi, it's no, I can't say this teretz, but I wanted to say, nirin divrei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yishua, because it says nosan loy. To see clearly that the chachomim are going on hegdish. So that's the teretz. So there's a shrekliche problem over here. If nosan loy proves that they're going by Hegdish, like the Masha Amir de Kekashe. The Gemara wanted to prove that they're going by Hegdish, Akash and Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara proved it from Rabbi. Because Rabbi said, Nirin the Divraim, Rabbi Lezer, Bemaisa, Vaistois, Rabbi Nirin Divraim, Chachamim, Bemaisa, Vaistois, Chachamim, Achelik, Behegdish. I'd have to bring Rabbi to prove that the Chaylik by Hegdish. Nosan Loi proves that the Chaylik by Hegdish. That's what Taisus just said a minute ago. This Kasha the Marsha asks. Marsha says that Teretz Rustamaram Shif says, I don't understand. Samir dike Kasha. Kibay Gemuch is like with the Kasha. The Nemuke Hagriv says Pshat and Taisus like this. Taisus, that could be Pshat the Marsha. Tais esta kasha, let us say, Nirin, yeah, the kasha from Rebbe, Nirin, Divrei Rabbi Elazar Behegdish, Vais Tais, that the Chachamim are Chaylik Behegdish. So Tais says, no, maybe it's Nirin, Divrei Rabbi Elazar Lechacham. That was Tais's kasha. So Tais said, but if it says Nosan Loi, you can't say that. Because you see, the Chachamim are speaking about Hegdish. That's what Tosfos said. So this Kasha will be for Enfet, but the Gemara will be Shver. Ein Hachanami, the Gemara will be Shver. So why did the Gemara have to bring Rebbe to prove that the Chachamim are Chaylik by Hegdish also? From the Nosan Loi is Muchach that the Chaylik by Hegdish. So Tosfos only is saying the kasha, if you're going as Nosan Loi, so my kasha is not shver. But then there'll be shver another kasha. Why did we have to bring Rebbe to prove that the Chachamim hold? That the Chaylik by Hegdish from Nosan Loi is Muchach, the Chaylik by Hegdish. Zok the Gemara Baitim. Omar Romi Bachome, Harei Amru Hegdish Einai Mischalul Alakake Rachmona Omar Binosan Akesef Dekomloi. There's a din of Chilul Hegdish when you Machalul Hegdish, so Hegdish is not Mischalul Ankarke. Chaim Shoy Mal Sheyis Chalul Alkarke. So the Gemara asks Ashayla, what is the din by Chaimish? Agavucha, before we start learning this Gemara, we have to know if learning Elef the Gemara, the word Yischalo does not make sense by chaimish, because you're not mechallel anything on the chaimish. Mechallel the karke on the keren, and you give a chaimish, you're not mechallel, chaimish is not ma'akev, so you're not mechallel. So the Ritva says that the Gemara just chapped on the word mechallel, Shigra the Lishne, but the Gemara just clearing a shayla. There's a din of Hillel Hagdish. The din is, you have Hagdish, you cannot be Machalal Hagdish on Kalka. Period. There's a Chiyuv Hoysofas Chaimish. The Bailim who is Poyde Hagdish is Moisef a Chaimish to Hagdish. So the Gemara clears a shayla, this Chaimish that the Bailim gives to Hagdish, can he give it with a commodity of Kalka? That's the Gemara Shaila. You can't be Mechalo the Hegdish on Karke, but maybe the Chaimish, which is after the Chilul, but you have to give this to Hegdish, can this be given from Karke? This is one Shaila of the Gemara. Let us just see Rashi and Tosfos on this Shaila. Zot Rashi. Yamu Mesaches Pachayus Beg Basel, the Nosan Akesa, Ima Magdish Yigal, when the Magdish is Goyal, the Goyma, the Yosef Hamishis Kesef, Elkecha Olof, Roho Yolai. Agamuch Harashi Tongas, it's no posik for Nosan Akesa, the Komloi, the proper posik is, the Yosef Hamishis Kesef, Akecha Olof, Yemesef Achaymish, Roho Yolai, and then the Hegdish will belong to the Let us see Taisvis. Hegdish einai mischalo alakak. So what does that mean? So that means, so let's be elef. Hegdish einai mischalo alakak means like this. Let us say I have a dover shal hegdish. And I say I want to be poida the hegdish. So I want to say that this hegdish should be mischalo and what I'm giving. So if I'm giving potatoes, it's mischalal on potatoes, no problem. So the kedusha will be chal on the potatoes, and the hegdish will become chul. If I'm giving karke, the kedusha will not be mischalal on the karke. Kedusha will not be mischalal on the karke. Fine. Hoda omar shmul lekamom. Boinin b'choil. Now let us just understand what Shmuel said. Let us say, Hegdish wants to add on an addition at the Mokim HaMikdash. He wants to add on an addition. So you go, you want to build. So you hire builders, masons, whatever it is, to add on an addition. Now, if you're going to Hegdish has money of Hegdish. So if we would look at it without practicality, so it would come out like this. Bezdin has money of Hegdish. We want to add on an addition. So Bezdin will take Hegdish money. We go to a mason, to a person who sells stones. We tell him, listen, here's, we want to build something for Hegdish. So here's the money, and the stones would become Hegdish. Now, the proof now, in addition to Hegdish. That would be the normal way to do things. But that is very unpractical. Because if you have stones of Hegdish, you're playing with fire. So, you have to work is when someone is going to sit on the stones, going to be mailed from the stones. It's a shack. You can't do such a thing. You're handling with workers, and it's very olu to be mailed by Hegdish. So what did Hegdish do? So first, Hegdish was not mechalo the money on the stones. Boinin b'choil. He gave the stones, we didn't pay for it yet, and we built a whole addition with the stones, b'choil the stones. Finished. Now we have a whole new binyan. Now it's built already. We have nothing what to be afraid of. The workers will be nene from the stones. No problem whatsoever. Then Hegdish goes and says, now the kedusha on this money now go on the stones and finish, and now the stones are Kaddish, Shalom Al Yisrael, no problem. Taisvis, so after the stones were built in a binyan, so this is called Tolush Ubesayf Chibray. So this is, you had a Dover Tolush, you Mechabret Lekarke. So there's a big machloikis if Tolush Ubesayf Chibray has a din metaltalin, or a din kark. It's a moiridika machloikis, and it's negeya many in yonim. What din does a house have? Does a house have a din of karke, or does a house have a din of metaltalin? Tolush Ubesayf Chibray. Out as a ktais, ktais is if you hold a house as a din of a paltalim, so maybe how you kind a house with chazoket, a kocher works with agav, you make a chazoket the kalke, and you kind of the house holds agav, that's how it works. But kvon it's a big machlok. So now, if you hold tolush ulpsayt chidwe has a din of paltalim, so then there's no problem. I have a house, a paltalim the house. I'll say now, that I'll give now money, I'll pay now for the stones, I'll say the kedusha of the money should go now on the house, and it has a din metaltalin, and then shalom al yisrael. But if you hold tolosh b'sayf chibez a din kalke, so how, what's that? Boinim b'chel v'achakach magdish, you can't be magdish it. It's, you can't take the money and be mechalo the money on the house is kalke. I'd like to say over a lotion of the Ritva. The Ritva says, the Kol's man, She'ain Kodesh. I built a building, the Mokim Hegdish. Kozman She'ain Kodesh, Oimedes Lioke. So this building cannot remain. Mishum She'ain B'mokim, She'yesh Livnois Mishel Hegdish. Da B'migdash Boinim, Vein Eroim Ela Ba'avne Hegdish. That means I'm building b'mokim ha-mikdosh. These stones have to be kodesh. So kol zman, they don't get a kedusha, they're oimed to be neka. They don't belong here. They can't remain here the way they are. So memele, so the din, so you have to be done b'shas the chilu. What are they? B'shas the chilu, kol zman they're not kodesh to oimed liyokel. So they have a din metaltalin. You look at the Shas Achilu. B'Shas Achilu, they don't belong here because it's B'Mokim HaMikdush. I can't build a Bayish Al-Chulam B'Mokim HaMikdush. So in the Matzev Ba'asher U'Shom, even though it's Tolus L'Psayif Chibroi, but it's Achibu Ha'oimid Leyoke. So now it's Metaltalim. Now it's Metaltalim, so I'm Matvis Tekdushas HaMois and the Abonim. As soon as the Hegdish now becomes Kalka, but now it's no problem because there's Mechalam et Alkalim.